and I assume Thomas Rawls is on his way out.
Yeah, Thomas, do you think there's he's either like hurt again or something else is going on? Because they've done everything they can to replace this guy this year.
I mean, that's kind of, I have to have some sort of thought of that in my mind. There's got to be something, or they just don't like him. I mean, that's the other.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that, like, because they're all about him last year, talking him up. I guess they were not impressed, and that's why they go sign Eddie Lacy in the mold of a kind of Marshawn Lynch type of thing. And they said Pete Carroll kind of leaked out that they're okay with him in the 240s. So lose like 20 pounds or so. They're cool with that.
I think that's something he should be able to accomplish. I mean, this is a big year for him. He took the 1 year deal. He wants to get paid. So, and he's in for me a perfect system for him. As we said, you know, Pete Carroll and the big back seems to be a recipe for success.
Lindell White. At USC.
I understand. Mm-hmm. So you're saying CJ ProSize is Reggie Bush?
Did CJ ProSize cheat?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think he had a pretty decent college career.
All right.
Notre Dame.
So, like, if that's what you're comparing it to. The USC days with Lendell White and Reggie Bush. Shouldn't we as fantasy owners be excited about CJ ProSize?
I think CJ ProSize will have a role, especially in the PPR format. That's where you're going to be going after him and stuff. So, I mean, he flashed enough for me this year that I'm still interested. I don't think Eddie Lacy is going to be, you know, getting 30 touches or something crazy like that. It's going to be dispersed. I think Eddie Lacy is going to be the goal line guy. He's going to get you the touchdown, so he's going to have that high value just because of that alone.
First and second down, the guy can still, you know, Jake broke down some interesting numbers yesterday. The guy can still play. He's just a big back. And injuries have been plaguing him. So be thinking if he can get on the field and give you 13, 14 games, you could see some decent numbers. I'll be honest with you, I'm not in on him. Maybe if he's laying out there in fifth or sixth round, you know, as a guy that, you know, I could put on my bench, or I don't want him in my starting lineup. That's like this. I don't want to be in a situation where I'm rolling out a team and Eddie Lacy's in my lineup. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I want him as depth. If I get him, I want him as depth. And he'll be quick to be cut if there's any problems.
Are you going to be able to get that, though? Because people
don't know. But see, here's the thing, Greg. People don't like him.
They don't like him, but it only takes one guy in the draft to be like, you know what? This is a good fit. This is a good spot. He lost weight. He looks good. I can see this. This works for me. You only need one in the draft.
Yeah, I'm not paying up, but if he's there at a reasonable price, just on the touchdown factor alone, I mean, touchdowns are king. That's 6 points you're getting there. So I do like him for that. I think that's the situation. And Pete Carroll, like we say, likes the big back. He uses them correctly, in my opinion.
He does, and Eddie Lacy's going to be given every opportunity, Corey, to score touchdowns in this offense. What is different for Eddie Lacy than...
See, I don't know about that.
Okay.
You still got Graham, which obviously he's a monster red zone target that's looked to take him away. But Russell Wilson they're very creative next to the goal line. Russell Wilson, you see a little Russell Wilson with a lot of rushing touchdowns. So Russell Wilson can get some of that work also. So I don't think it's a lot that Eddie Lacy is going to be the goal line back. Now, don't get me wrong, it very well could be, but I don't want to say going into 2017, Eddie Lacy's going to be the goal line back attached to this big, great offense in Seattle. Remember what they always said about Eddie Lacy in Green Bay? Oh, there's a Green Bay, got a great offense. Eddie Lacy be able to punch in these touchdowns. It never happened. Having 1 year, you know what I mean? So I'm not going to overrate Lacy. I want to encourage others not to do so, because we still haven't. He can play, but he can't stay on the field, number one. Number two, it's just.
Yeah, but
there's so many moving pieces in this backfield that I'm kind of turned off to it. If we see where Rawls is gone altogether, then I can jump in on Lacy a little bit more. But I don't think Rawls is just going to go away.
I'm going on the assumption that Rawls does go away, okay, either via trade or whatever. And I'm looking at the Eddie Lacy value for me is if, say, I'm doing a zero running back and Eddie Lacy has fallen, because I think a lot of people are pretty much fed up with Eddie Lacy.
Sure.
Been burned time and time again. So he's a guy that I think will have value if I'm waiting and if I'm correct that he does fall.
I think there's always going to be someone, and again, this is March. We're drafting in August, most people. And obviously, Corey's taking place in the draft already. But to me, Eddie Lacy's this guy. that people are going to see as an opportunity to bounce back. They're going to look at it like, wow, now that he's in Seattle, he's going to show up to camp in the best shape of his life. You know that. Best shape of his life in quotations, of course. This is a running offense. This is an offense that I understand they passed the ball more than ever last year, but that's not the style they want to run. It's not what Darrell Bevell wants to do. And they're going to say, well, you know, in Green Bay all those years, it was always Aaron Rodgers' show. It was all about the passing attack, and it was all about this explosive offense. In Seattle, they're going to want to run the ball. Eddie Lacy's the primary benefactor of that. He's going to rush on first and second down. He's going to get all the red zone targets. And people are going to talk themselves in Eddie Lacy, draft him. You don't want him starting on day one. People will draft him as an RB2 ready to start on day one. Ooh. 100% they will.
He won't be on my team.
People will draft him without question as a top 24 running back. I don't think it's going to be close, Corey.
See, okay, drafting him as a top 24 running back and me having him as a running back on my bench is different.
Clearly.
Yeah, so what I'm saying to you, he still can go in that top 24 and he can still end up on one of my teams. It's highly unlikely. The thing about it is I'm not even considering Eddie Lacy till around 6-7. He's not going to be there more than likely.
Yeah, I mean, I got to break it all down, look at everything. Right now I'm so deep into baseball mode.
No, I feel you.
But I have to check everything out. I think he could possibly be a value. I could be wrong. Like you're saying, Greg, people could be talking themselves into him, going with that mode. I'm right now going on the basis that people have been burned enough. Eddie Lacy is looking pretty large right now. So maybe in 2 months when he's lost that 20 pounds or so, and like you said, best shape of his life, things change.
I don't see. I'm looking at a draft board right here. Now, In this league, Rawls went in the fifth. Eddie Lacy hadn't signed yet. So let's say you take that fifth round, you take Lacy and put him in that fifth round where Rawls goes at, that's not enough for me.
He went in the fifth round?
Rawls went in the fifth.
Which is where they, okay.
So let's just say, now with this news break, let's say Eddie Lacy would likely go around this area right here. Yeah, sure. In this spot right here.
Yep.
No.
Not doing it.
Nope.
Mm-mm. Somebody's going to. There's no question about it.
Now, I think that was a severe error on whoever was drafting right there. You knew somebody was going to Seattle. It's been all the talk about running back, Seattle.
But I totally agree. But I want to take it from Corey's side of things. Like, people are going to draft Eddie Lacy in the fifth round. Like, they're going to draft, let's say, a wide receiver, running back, boom. Let me get another running back here.
I'll tell you, two running backs. I can name, okay, I'd rather have Isaiah Crowell hands down than Eddie Lacy.
You love Isaiah Crowell.
Because he can play. People sleep on him. He can play. I'd rather have Ty Montgomery over Eddie Lacy. We figure out if they don't bring nobody in there. Even if they do bring somebody in there, I would be intrigued with Ty Montgomery as a running back, too. I would rather... We got to see where the rookies go, obviously. See how their situations shake out. Let me ask you this. C.J. Anderson or Eddie Lacy?
I'm going to go C.J. Anderson right now.
Greg?
I know it's me. I think I go Eddie Lacy.
Then you go Eddie Lacy.
Yeah.
So there you go right
Someone's
there.
Someone's going to do it, I'm telling you. Before we hit the break, would you rather go with Eddie Lacy or CJ ProSize, Matt?
I'm probably going to go Lacy just because I'm going to go with the touchdowns and stuff like that. So I'm going to go Lacy for now.
I would go Lacy. Like, it's unlikely I have either one. I would go Lacy for now. The way it stands right here on the eyes of March, I would go Lacy. But it's just, I just value other backs, and I'm willing to take shots on other backs before I am with Lacy. For example, I would take a crack at Amir Abdullah.
Why are you doing that?
He gets a healthy year in his belt. I think he puts up a good season.
It just doesn't seem worth it. I don't know. It doesn't seem worth it.